Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, November 25th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 126. Well, yes, indeed, it is Black Friday, but that doesn't mean the stock market wasn't in the red, you know? Well, we'll talk a little bit about Black Friday. We'll talk about the stock market. We'll talk about some of the stuff going on Black Friday. It's a Black Friday-centric show. Anyways, So I'm watching TV this morning. I'm having some apple pie for breakfast. What's better than apple pie for breakfast? I put it in the microwave for just like 10, 15 seconds just to warm it up just a smidge and not screw up the crust, right? You don't want to screw up the crust in the microwave. But anyways, it was really good. But so I'm sitting there. I'm enjoying my pie. And Melissa Lee's on CNBC, which I don't watch much anymore. But I wanted to see what was going on over there. I figured they'd be hyping up Black Friday a little bit more than Bloomberg. I had Bloomberg on initially, but and they were a little giddy too. I think they all were looking forward to calling it a day and going home early. But anyways, I'm watching Melissa Lee, and you know, they're talking about the Great Mall of America, and they're talking about all the Black Friday shopping sprees, and everybody's out, and hey, the first 4 hours of this Black Friday are so much better than all of Black Friday last year. When suddenly, breaking news. Yeah, you know what it was. Europe, right? So listen to this. It said, you know, basically it's, this is from Matthew Tuttle, Chief Investment Officer at Tuttle Wealth Management. This is from MarketWatch.com. I would have expected a little oversold bounce, but Europe intervened. Yeah, right. Well, Europe has been intervening pretty much every single day. And we did have the bounce, and almost when Europe made the announcement, actually it was Greece, right? Greece and Belgium. Gosh, let me get that out of there. So we have Belgium basically saying that, hey, you know, maybe they got a credit downgrade. And then you have Greece. I think the previous agreement was that debt holders were going to get 50 cents on the dollar. Well, now you only get 15 cents on the dollar and 35 cents in new debt. But what makes the new debt any better than the old debt? I mean, are you really only getting 15 cents on the dollar? That's a big issue. So you got basically all of Europe's falling apart at this point, and you got to wonder when it's going to hit here, right? And I was looking at a chart of the market, and I was specifically the QQQ. Actually, I'll get to that in a little bit. So, but anyways, yeah, it looks like it's definitely headed for those previous lows. It hit a couple times in August and then October 4th, right? I mean, it doesn't look like anything can stop it. The QQQ is about, what, the 50 cents is about the bottom, and it looks like we got a gap down just above 55 bucks. So I jumped ahead there. Let me make sure I talked about all I wanted to talk about on that. Yeah, who knows? Yeah, there it is. Let's see. Yeah, this guy, this is from Investopedia. So, you know, it's true. It has half the word encyclopedia in it, so it must be some source of authority. But anyways, it said that, yeah, there's another key area is to watch the gap left above near $55. This should act as resistance in case the QQQ attempts to bounce soon. But with Europe basically blindsiding us every single day, and I shouldn't even use the word blindsiding. We see it coming, right? Every single flipping day. So let's see. Dow lost almost 5% for the week. And this, you know, Thanksgiving week's supposedly a bullish week in the market. And this was the worst Thanksgiving week since 1932. And that was a smack dab in the middle of good times, right? So, gosh, it really doesn't look good at all. But that didn't stop shoppers. Anyways, Black Friday blue stock market. This is from Mark Holbert, and basically he has said that, are you hoping that Black Friday reports are particularly good, showing robust consumer demand? You might want to hope for something else. Basically, he says, hey, the initial reports are basically an unreliable guide. You know, I didn't go out for the first, the crack of dawn or the crack of midnight. I didn't do any of that, but I did go later today. I went right after lunch, and I stopped at a couple places, and it wasn't too bad, but it was a small strip mall stores outside of the major malls. So I had to take a little bit of a puppy break there. As you could tell, she was barking at me. And that's always a good time to take a puppy break. So not only that, but I mowed the yard. So I'm trying to remember where I was. It was basically Black Friday shopping. You know, one of the places I went was GameStop. I know. I'm a little old to be playing games, right? But I enjoy a good game, and I usually buy my games pre-owned, if you know what I mean. I'm okay with last year's bestseller. Anyways, they did have some sales on some games, so I ended up buying them. But there was a long line there. But one of the things I noticed is that they're, I think they had like a buy two, get one free sale going on, which, you know, I don't think that's any different than what they have normally. I think that's the last time I bought games. I think I got 3 for 2 or something like that. But anyways, back to Mark Holbert's column. He said that more often than not, it's a bad omen whenever those initial reports of Black Friday sales are especially positive and stocks soar. And that's his conclusion, back to, looking back to 1975. But it seems like we get a lot of glorious reports initially after Black Friday, and then even maybe Cyber Monday. But then later they say, oh, really, it wasn't that great. I don't know. Bond market hammers Italy. Spain ponders outside help. This is from Reuters. This is just more Europe stuff. And I know it's getting kind of boring. I mean, you just turn on the news and which European country is it today? You know, why, stocks are falling today because blank. Remember those Mad Libs? We had to like insert adjective, insert adverb. Now it should be some new Mad Libs, Euro Mad Libs, or you just insert the country. And I think that would work out just fine. Let's see. Italy had a bond sale where they were forced to pay a record 6.5% for 6 months' paper. Came after a disastrous German bond auction earlier in the week, and the leaders of France, Germany, and Italy failed to make headway in tackling the growing debt crisis. Well, the only way they can tackle debt is by not spending. And you know what happens when you don't spend? People march in the street because they want their benefits, right? They want their entitlements. And say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead to this other Black Friday thing I had. Speaking of, I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking about, you know, all the violence that's happening out there for Black Friday. A shopper pepper sprayed other bargain hunters and robbers shot at customers to steal their Black Friday purchases, marring the start of U.S. holiday season. This is from Reuters. Let's see. Occupy movement's target Black Friday. 16 arrested. This is where they, the folks, Occupy Wall Street folks, basically went directly to the Black Friday shoppers. Let's see, 10 of them in Oklahoma City were arrested. Nice, huh? Yeah. Let's see. California Black Friday shopper shot in Walmart parking lot during attempted something other, armed robber. So the pepper spraying Black Friday shopper, she wanted a cheap Xbox. Yeah, that's a way to get in front of the line, huh? Just pepper spray your way. I mean, how did you think that was going to turn out, right? I mean, hello? Security! Unbelievable. Yeah, 20 people were injured after that one. Let's see what else is going on here. I'm going at... an off-duty police officer pepper sprayed North Carolina shoppers. This was in Kinston, North Carolina. There you go. So there's another one. So you can see that basically everybody's coming unhinged. And why is that? I mean, what is going on in this country, right? I just don't get it. I really don't. Are people that desperate for goods? And what does that say about their ability to spend? I mean, is this the 1% out there spending, or the 99%, or, you know, the 53%, or who is it? I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. All right. So I'm going to talk about Black Friday for this moment. I'm going to go back to the stock market, talk about my favorite new ETF, which I don't own, but I'm watching it go down every single day. Global X Social Media Index ETF, SOCL. Today, lost more money. It is now down to tick-tock, tick-tock. It was down 1.55% today. It's now at 1270. Remember, it opened at 15 when it started. The no social media could be the sign of the end times. Just like the B2B ETFs and stocks and mutual funds back in 2000. End times. Let's see. Well, hey, that's about it. LSU beat Arkansas. When I was watching it, it was 14-0 Arkansas, and then I took the dog for a walk and came back in, and it was 14-14, and it ended up, I think it was 1,000,000 to 17. Unbelievable. Black Friday is busy, but are holiday shoppers spending? I waited in a long line at GameStop. I also went to Target. So yeah, I went to a little off places. I didn't go near the malls. I heard here in Sacramento, the big mall, one of the big malls, they had like auxiliary parking a few miles away and were shuttling people over. And I'm like, man, that sucks. I mean, I hate waiting in line. I hate looking for parking places, but to park miles away and, waiting for a shuttle and going on and fighting other people and having to use pepper spray to get in the bus. I mean, I don't know. Anyways, well, hey, it is Black Friday. Stock market's down every day. Maybe it'll be down every day to the end of the year and forevermore. And then let's see what kind of a retirement crisis we have. Won't be pretty, but at least maybe you'll have a new Xbox 360. Well, hey, I hope you're having a great day. MusicAlley.com is Zoom by Bill Grease. See ya.
You're far away out of my range, and I'm stuck where I'm standing, and I miss your face, and the showing your smile just keeps me grounded. I wish I could zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see the things you do. Bring them all into view. I wanna zoom, zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna get a good look at you. See your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom lens. You still believe, have faith that we'll wind our way together. But until then, I guess about the times we had, use the vision of my mind's eye as I zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see the things you do. Bring them all into view. I wanna zoom, zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna get a good look at you. See your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom. This thing.